This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, sir. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, home of the Cowboys. Kickoff 3:25 Sunday afternoon up there in Seattle. Stephen Jones, Cowboys COO, joining us for the Stephen Jones Show here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. Just, as you said, looking forward to another big game here this weekend.
Yes, sir. And there's been lots of big ones between these teams over the last, 13 years or so, some incredible moments. What's it going to take to get the best of Russell Wilson and the Seahawks this time around?
Well, I don't know that you ever get the best of Russell Wilson, but we certainly want to beat him. I'm sure he's going to make his plays and, and be, the special quarterback that he is. But, we just got to make more plays than he makes. And, Coach Nolan's got a good game plan put in, for these guys. And, they're explosive. They got explosive receivers. They do everything well. And then defensively, they've always been strong on defense. So we've got our work cut out for us. But at the same time, we feel like we've got our share of playmakers that we can make some big plays too, and hopefully come out of there with a win when it's all said and done.
Now, obviously, Stephen, sports with Corona is not as much fun as sports without Corona, but you might be catching a break here without that crowd, huh? What do you think?
Well, there's no question. I mean, they got probably, the number one home field advantage. I think I've seen somewhere where they've, they have the best home field record of any club in the NFL over the past either 7 to 10 years. But it's, it's impressive, and we've been up there a lot and played a lot of games up there, and their fandom up there is special and do a great job with the presentation. And, it's difficult to get a win up there with those fans and to think they're not going to, have that going for them, certainly helps. But that's a damn good football team we're going up against. And it's, it's going to take our best effort to beat them.
Stephen, I wanted to ask you about this. And in this week in the media, we've heard, and you talk about the effort you're going to have, but some of your players, your defensive players, have come out and talked about maybe having to simplify some things defensively. Is that concerning to you that we're into week three and we're talking about already having to simplify some things, or is this just a product of not having OTAs, mini camps, training camps, and all that stuff?
I think it's the latter, Brian. At the end of the day, we've got a new staff, and in particular on the defensive side of the ball, Mike's bringing in a new system, and we didn't get any time to work on it. Nobody's making any excuses. That's just part of it. Nobody got OTAs or mini camps, but I do think, it probably had a more profound effect on the teams that, we're putting in new systems, whether it's a new defensive coordinator or new offensive coordinator or new head coach. And you didn't get the time you might normally get. And usually, as especially teams with new head coaches get extra time. So, that's part of it. But, if you were going to say we need to simplify it, it should be earlier, not later. And when you see it, and I think it's just a matter of time of our players getting our hands around it and Mike getting his hands around the personnel that he has. And, we certainly had some great conversations this week about who ought to be doing what on that side of the ball. And I'm very convicted we're going to get our hands around it and, be able to be and do what we want to do as a football team. So I think it's just, having a new system, some new coaches, and obviously some new personnel. It's just getting your hands around it. But I still think we can play very sound football and go up there and hopefully give ourselves a chance to win the game.
Now, Stephen, you're so hands-on yourself with the team every day and the involvement that you have, though. Have you had some discussions with Mike, though, about, you know, some of the players talking about, hey, I'd rather have my hand down. I don't want to stand up. I mean, that to me is like one of those things where coaches try to put the players in best positions to make plays. Are we kind of seeing that right now with some of the guys with Everson Griffin talking about that?
No, I think it's evolving, and I think it'll continue to evolve. And, you know, Mike McCarthy's the best, and he's the leader of the staff back there, the best at, you know, putting really good football players in the best possible position to make plays. And I think we're evolving. We'll continue to evolve, and it's a long season, and hopefully we'll continue to get better.
It's Stephen Jones with us here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. How close to is Dak to being as good as Russell Wilson?
You know, that's just not that's a tough question. I want to go there. You know,
okay.
It's like asking about, do you like compare your son to that boy? I mean, you're always going to like your own better. And so, but we all know Russell's obviously having off to an MVP type season, and he's playing lights out. Dak's playing lights out. You know, they're both great leaders for their football team. And, you know, I probably as far as I'd take it. But both really, I mean, they're great football players and do a great job for their teams. And tough to really wouldn't want to get into comparing the individuals.
Right on. I appreciate you saying what you can right there. Is it accurate to say that when Dak goes up tempo, like right before half against the Rams or in the fourth quarter against Atlanta, that something extra happens with him and he's at his best in those moments? Would you agree with that assessment?
Well, it seems to be as of late, especially. I mean, you know, the pace and the tempo seems to be suiting us, or at least in the success that we're having. And you know, as I was just telling Brian a second ago, whether it's defense, offense, special teams, we're evolving. And, you know, Mike's getting his hands around this team. His staff's getting his hands around this team. And we're going to continue to evolve into hopefully what makes us a championship caliber football team.
Steven, you know, we cheered you when you drafted CeeDee Lamb 17th overall. I mean, that's like a gift from the draft gods, if you ask me. But you know, as you've seen him play these first couple of weeks, what kind, he's been such a difference maker for you already at such a young age.
Yeah, he's just a natural. I mean, he's got, you know, everything that and more that we thought he might bring to the table as a receiver. He's just a natural. He's got great football instincts, great football IQ. He wants to be the best. It's in him. He loves to play the game. You know, he just got the full package. And, you know, having said all that, I think the sky's the limit for him. And, you know, he's even the greatest compliment I can give him is he's better than advertised. And we had him up there at the very top of the draft and, you know, in the top handful of players. So he's certainly performing to that level, if not better. And, you know, to be able to walk, you know, be a walk-in contributor like he's doing is special.
Yeah, I mean, to put up 40 points without your starting tackles, who gets the credit for it besides saying everybody? I mean, is that Dak's decision-making, the collection of wide receivers, the backup tackles? That was really impressive overcoming adversity, Stephen.
Well, I think it's the full body of work. I think, you know, you said it best. Without saying everybody, it's hard not to say everybody. He's got a finger in the, you know, making it all work. I mean, you know, Coach Philbin and the offensive line group, I think, have done a great job bringing Steele and Knight along. Obviously, hats off to the personnel department with Will and our scouting department on, you know, finding, you know, undrafted free agents like Knight and Steele that can come in and play your right and left tackle. And as you said, as fourth and fifth tackles on your team, be able to have that kind of production. And then, of course, you get into the game plan with Kellen and Coach McCarthy and, you know, the things they're doing, and then the players just executing. So it's a full body of work, and it is something to think that you're able to take your fourth and fifth tackle going into camp and be able to move the ball like that.
Steven, I was going to ask you, I'm just going boldly to say that Tyron Smith's going to play this week unless you tell me different. But, Are you going to have to, if that's the case, are you going to have to make a decision at right tackle, or is Steele done enough in these last two games to say, no, we're just going to keep Knight as the swing guy?
Yeah, I think we'll just, as you know, Tyron will be a game time decision again. He's certainly making great progress. And would love for him to be able to play. We'll see how that works out. But I think we made a conscious decision to keep Steele out there. And I think Knight's a proven guy who could probably do either and also be a guard if you need him to be. So we'll just kind of see how that goes. It's nice to have a guy like Knight who's got the flexibility and the versatility to help you out. And obviously the injury bug's not just happening to the Dallas Cowboys. It's, as we all know, happening around the league. And this is going to be one of those years where you just got to embrace your situation. And as things come at you, you got to do the best with what you have. I was seeing somebody talking about Coach McCarthy, about what a great job he's done throughout his career of being able to make some things work when you got some situations that aren't perfect. And he was telling us about one in particular where he played the Bears with four offensive guards and a center. And walking us through the game plan and how he made it work. And I think he said he had 2 5-step drops, and both of them were sacks. So that was the end of that. And he went to the quicker game. But the good news for us is we were able to do, a lot with these tackles and execute. So that's a plus.
Steven, one of the things you always taught me when I worked for you was to protect yourself with players and, in your roster and stuff. Did you have, when you signed Brandon Carr, there was talk about him playing safety, but with how banged up you are at corner, do you envision him maybe taking some snaps, also being that flexibility where he could play a corner and also play safety for you if he had to?
Absolutely. That was the beauty of getting him. He's got that, as I talked about, that flexibility, versatility to be able to do both. He's played at a high level at both in this league, and certainly to have him sitting there when we're banged up there with Anthony Brown and Cheeto and Diggs being a little limited the beginning of the week, you certainly have to look at a veteran guy like that to help you there. So it's great to have a guy like Brandon on the roster.
Appreciate you as always, Steven. Give him hell up there on Sunday. We'll be pulling for you.
Thanks a lot, guys. Always great being on with you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.